Congress has averted a U.S. government shutdown on Thursday night. The Senate passed a stopgap spending bill and sent it to President Biden for his signature. The bill will pay for government operations through February the 18th. Without the measure, the government would have been forced into a partial shutdown after midnight Friday. And it's a stunning reversal for Didi, the Chinese ride-hailing giant that went against Beijing to list shares on the New York Stock Exchange. The company now has begun preparation to delist its shares in the U.S., and it will start work on a Hong Kong share sale. Bloomberg reported last week that China is concerned that a U.S. listing for Didi would lead to the leakage of sensitive data. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde says an increase in interest rate next year is unlikely, but she told Reuters she won't hesitate to act on inflation if needed. The ECB plans to decide on the future of its stimulus measures on December the 16th. And the Omicron variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in South Africa. That's where it was first detected. South Africa reported more than 11,000 COVID cases on Thursday. Omicron has been detected in more than two dozen places, stretching from the US to South Korea. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. I'm Rishika Gupta. This is Bloomberg.